Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is Sunday morning, 11:18 Wisconsin time. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're enjoying your retirement or whatever it is that you're doing. If you're only a part-time worker, semi-retired, whatever it is, hope you're enjoying it. I did look recently at my stats, and it's interesting because it's showing me per Spotify that I have 1,100 followers, which is interesting considering I only get like 50 plays per podcast. Where is everybody? Yes, I'm home today, guys, because it's too cold to sit in the truck and do the podcast. So I'm home. Got my Dunkin', which is now actually almost half empty because, believe it or not, it's my third time doing the podcast. Third time, you guys. So, anyways, my stats per Spotify are showing that I have, what does it say? The age limit is 45 to mid-50s or something like that. And then, like, the next tier would be the 60s. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you taking about 30 minutes out of your day to listen to this crazy-ass podcast. I would like to know who the 1,100 people are that are following me on Spotify, because sure as hell ain't listening to the podcast, right? Sorry, guys. I'm just getting comfortable again. I keep getting interrupted or... The stories that I found were just shit. That's mainly why I had to stop. So, after, I think it was the last podcast, when I was talking to you guys, I did the S-Box and I did the tarot read. Well, and I think I was talking to Diana to let me know you're here and all that. That night, the LED balls were going off quite a bit. I'm like, oh shit. It took her almost, what, six to eight hours before she even was able to respond back to me. So that's pretty cool. And that has actually happened before where I'll ask for some communication. And it takes 6 hours or more before I get any kind of communication. So I think that's why some of these TV shows now, they tell you they're on that location for a good week because you don't get the activity necessary right away. Some places maybe you do, but not all. That makes perfect sense. So I've got a good one for you guys. I put on my Facebook, Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. It's called The Secrets of the Asylum. It was very good. And the one guy in there, he used to be with the Tennessee Wraith Chasers. But anyways, give it a try. It's on, I forgot what TV channel it's on. Fox or something? Is it Fox? I think it is. Anyways, give it a try if you guys are into the paranormal. I think you'll really enjoy it. And the Eloise is just insane. No pun intended. But the activity they get there is just crazy. If you do watch it, or if you haven't watched it, what they did is they put these bells on strings. And they put it over some of the rooms that have been known to get activity. And they were not in the rooms at all. They were on another level. I think they were like a level up or whatever. And they had cameras, obviously, in every freaking room. They had a small camera crew, which they told you about up front. Anyways, they're upstairs trying to talk to one of the people there. And one of the bells go off. And they actually get it on camera. It, like, swung just a little bit. So now, I wonder, how many investigators are going to start using bells on strings? Give it time. I'm telling you. Not necessarily other TV paranormal teams, but local teams like here in Wisconsin or the other states. Now, the funny thing is, guys, I have I'll let you listen. Let's see if I can reach it. I have this that I got at the Renaissance Fair. It's a Celtic bell. It's beautiful. And then I've got this. I've got my stuff. I've had this out here for years. I've had bells everywhere. Because it's been known that sometimes spirits like to communicate by ringing bells. You know, if that's all they can muster, then so be it. No, nothing is ever... The only bell that's ever moved was this one. That one. And I know I've shared that story with you guys before where I was sitting here and I had it... Over one of my little dressing tables, I guess you can call it. I don't use it for a dressing table. But anyways, my sister had made it for me. It's a bell, and she made it into an angel with wings. It's really cute. I'm sitting here, and it moved. And there's absolutely no way in hell I was near it. Excuse me, nothing made it move. I didn't make it move. So it's moved. Since I've had that bell, I'd say it's moved 3 times on its own. I had nothing to do with it. I never touched it. I never moved it. At least 3 times. So, as I've mentioned before, I have it on Diana's lap. Well, it's around her neck, actually. To see if she'll move it. And you have to, you know, it's one of the Christmas bells. The big gold ones. Do you kind of have to give it a good jingle to make it move? Yeah. So, I've always had bells everywhere in here. And that Celtic one is just because I love the whole Celtic thing. And the chime over my door, that's just something I have there just in case. But I also think, without me knowing, I kind of protect the room with that and my door, my entrance there. So, because otherwise I've got a lot of witchy stuff around me. I've got Ouija boards. I've got tarot cards. I've got pendulum, crystal ball. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I have a barrier in here, but it's a good barrier. You know, so that's why I say all good spirits are welcome. All happy spirits are welcome to this room. It's a safe place. No evil or no mischievous are allowed. So, yeah. So if the bell rings on Diana, you guys will hear it, I would think. So anyways, that night, the ball did go off on her. After that, it went off quite a while, and one of them actually started losing its power, so I shut it off. You could tell because the lights get dimmer. They're not as bright when they go off. They just sort of lose their brightness. So I shut that one off. But there's two more on her lap that are on, and they're active. So, Yeah, right? Did I mention it's the third time doing the podcast? You guys. Anyways. All right, you guys can email me your stories at pattyinwi@gmail.com. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural on Facebook. If her balls light up when I'm home, I will do a snap, like a screenshot of it, okay? Social media, not really on it that much anymore. Just Facebook. I don't do TikTok because last couple times I went on there, I did not like what I saw. It was very bad stuff. It was just sad animal stuff and what people are doing and not trying to help. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm done with this shit. So if Linda's on there, I apologize. I don't even get notifications really from TikTok anymore. So done. Just Facebook. I don't really go on Twitter anymore. And Instagram just for the reels because some of her apps are fucking hysterical what people share. So what's new with you guys? Tell me. What's new with you? Where you been? What you doing? Where you investigating? Are you investigating? No? I've got nothing coming up, which is okay. It's okay. Anyways, so I'm pulling stories from yourghoststories.com. The ones I read in the past two podcasts this morning were pretty shitty, I have to say. Pretty fucking shitty. So it kind of worked out that I'm redoing this because I'm like, yeah, those were not good. And then the first podcast I did, fucking Spotify, it wouldn't load it again, and I'm home, and I'm like, come on. So anyways, let's try it again, shall we? I'm losing my oomph, and my coffee's half empty now because my oomph is gone. Let's try it again. Oi. Recording end, and my battery's going down because of this. No big deal, though. I do it for you guys, right? All for you. So we're going to go to Wisconsin. I said, fuck that. I'm just choosing it. I'm doing it. Black hooded figure at the foot of my bed. Why I refuse to sleep in the basement. Let's go there. Where was this one? 2021, Wisconsin. Keeping it local. All right. You think I'm warmed up by now? Probably not. I do have to charge my phone soon, though. Okay, guys. Getting sidetracked. Sorry. My cat. She's cleaning herself. Now, my basement has always given me a feeling of fright, so sleeping down there was never an option for me until there was no other option. For context, I always felt watched when I was down there, and there was always an intense feeling of not being alone, despite knowing no one else was with you. Well, that no one else alive and breathing was with you. For many years, I avoided the basement. I would only go if at least two other people were with me. I was the type of kid to zoom up the staircase and out of the basement. I still get feeling of something behind me, as I go back up. Currently, I only go into the basement to grab frozen food or do my laundry. The feeling I've always gotten down there has not left. Although after these years, it has not left. I rephrase that for you guys. This story takes place in July of 2018. I was 12 when it happened. It was a hot and humid day. Just kidding. It was a hot summer that year. The air was very humid, and it felt sweltering outside. The air conditioner in our home had recently stopped working, and the house had started becoming unbearably hot. The only spot in the house that was cold was the basement, which is true, because in winter, summer, our basement is very cold as well. Especially the concrete, because we have a concrete floor. Yeah, it's very cold. So that was where I had to sleep for a few days. The first few nights were fine. Nothing happened at all until the next night before the air conditioner was fixed. That night, I was struggling to sleep. I'd felt so uncomfortable for absolutely no reason, but I just brushed it off as most 12-year-olds would. I went to bed at 12-ish that night. After what felt like seconds, I woke abruptly. I remember sitting up and looking towards a small space under the stairs that led into the storage room. I saw a figure slowly gliding towards me from the stair space. I don't remember exactly how the figure looked, but I remembered it being black, solid, and its shape reminded me of a blob. I remember closing my eyes after that, but that's all I can remember of that one. I assumed I had fallen back asleep. Once again, I wake up abruptly after what felt like minutes of sleep. This time, though, instead of looking at the darkest spot, I looked at the laundry room entryway. I thought if I looked towards the most lit up area, then I wouldn't see anything scary. Well, thinking about it now, I don't see it as scary, but younger me sure did. Instead of seeing an empty doorway, I saw another blob-like figure. It was almost like the last one, except this one was pure white and had black spots for eyes. It was solid white. You couldn't see anything through it. Not light anything. No light seemed to pass through it either, but it didn't have a shadow. Like the last one, it seemed to glide towards me, but it could get even 6 feet away from me. I hid under my blanket. I fell asleep almost instantly after. I slept the rest of the night. The next morning, I grabbed all my stuff and headed upstairs. Ever since, I have not slept in the basement. Well, like she said, it was a specific certain situation she had to sleep in the basement. I think I told you guys this, that I was afraid of the basement here, too. Because, you get the feeling, like they said, you go up the stairs, you get the vibe somebody's behind you, and I'm almost positive I shared this with you. I actually made myself sit in the basement on the stairs close to the door with the lights off. I just sat there and I faced my dark fears of because our basement is pitch fucking black, guys. I sat there and nothing happened. It helped. So now when I go down the basement and I turn off the light or whatever it is, I don't get so afraid because I know there's nothing physically there. It's my mind. But yeah, I forced myself to sit on those. I had my flashlight, of course. But nothing happened. It helped. It definitely helped me. What if I saw something? Then I probably would have tried to communicate with it so I don't understand why it's there. Why do you make me feel like this? Why do I feel like you're right behind me? I would ask lots of questions, no doubt, if I saw something. Let's see. The voices that shake the bed. Do you guys have a basement that you're afraid of to go in if you're in this part of the state? We all have basements here due to tornadoes and all that. Are you afraid to go in your basement? I don't care what age you are. I'm in my whatevers. And once in a while I still get spooked down there, but I stop myself and I stand still and I'm like, that's nothing. That can hurt me. Because it would have by now. Right? If anything, it's more curious of who I am. That kind of thing. So, I don't know. You guys can email me your stories, as I've always said before. All right, so this one is called, what's the story of this? The Voices That Shake the Bed. So this happened when I was about 15 years old, I believe. For years, actually, as long as I can remember, I could hear voices when I listened. If you don't know what I mean by that, you probably can't understand, but I call it channel 1 and channel 2. Channel 1 is a normal way you hear things. Channel 2 is the other way. Sorry if you don't understand what I mean by that. I'm not an expert enough in this stuff to explain or even to defend it as a real thing. I have no idea how it works. But in channel 2, you can hear all kinds of things. Voices, music, moaning, laughing. That's interesting. I've never heard that. It all sort of depends on what is in the air around you at the time. Some locations are thick with it, some aren't. But it's all there in the wind. That's when I hear it best, anyway. At night, though, when the wind is blowing, mostly it's just voices. Not a single voice, but a distant babble heard, hard to ignore, excuse me. Because it gets louder if you listen close, and it's hard not to listen in the dark. Worse, if you listen too close in the wrong place at the wrong night, other things start happening. Mostly night, but not always, as in this story. Well, I'm intrigued. I've never heard that channel 1, channel 2. I have to ask my friend Michael, who's a psychic, if he's ever heard of that. This happened in broad daylight. I was laying in bed at my brother's place. It was a small apartment on Mather Street he shared with my cousin near the Fox River in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I crashed there sometimes. Well, this particular day, the voices were very loud, and I was very tired because I had been up all night. But I couldn't fall asleep because the voices kept getting louder beneath me until it felt as if the bed were shaking underneath me. I'm thinking they're psychic of some sort, you guys. This is very, very interesting. Now, that might seem terrifying at a first glance, but it had happened before, and I had then, and still have, a simple rule about weird stuff. If someone else didn't see it, feel it, or hear it, listen, then it isn't real. Zero expectations. So, when the wind is blowing outside, and I'm trying to sleep, and for almost an hour, I tried to ignore the hallucination keeping me awake until, tired and frustrated, I got out of bed and went into the living room where my cousin Todd was talking to a couple of girls who lived nearby and were for a friendly flirting or whatever. I asked if Todd could come talk to me for a minute in the bedroom. He agreed and followed me to the room where I shut the door behind him. "What's up?" Todd asked. And I asked him if he would sit down on the bed. And that's about as long as he did sit down, before he jumped up like something but him and started cursing and staring at the bed. Another of my little rules regarding weird stuff is that I never tell someone with me what it is I see or hear. I ask what the person with me sees or hears, so I know that exactly. Sorry, guys. They exactly do see or hear whatever it is I think I see or hear. Lol. Sorry if that's a sort of burdensome, but it's the only way I can really know for sure they are being honest with me. Trust issues? Possibly. Anyways. So per Todd, he goes, "The bed's fucking shaking." At which point, feeling entirely vindicated. Oh. Vindicated? Let's just say validated, you guys. I pumped my fist and said, "I am fucking knew it. I just fucking knew it." Then he swore a lot, and the bed eventually stopped shaking. I felt very pleased with myself, and Todd decided the house was haunted, or more likely I was haunted. But that doesn't ruin my mood because this had been going on for years, and hooray, I wasn't crazy. And then it started getting dark. I realized all those nights I heard voices and the bed shaking might not have been hallucinations, and I started wishing I hadn't had Todd come and sit down on the bed. Why? Oh, good Lord. I don't understand. I guess he's just confirming that he's psychic, he's got some type of ability. All right. The wind spoke. Oh, was that the same guy? The awoken dude. No, they're talking about squatting and stuff. I'm not going to follow that one. Most haunted. What? Wisconsin. Most haunted Wisconsin. It was 2012 in Rothschild, Wisconsin. I had found out that the original idea for the movie Poltergeist was based on a house a block over from mine. It explained a lot of phenomenon that had happened in my home. So my stepfather is diagnosed with brain cancer. My family and I are looking for a house. We come upon a house in the nice neighborhood for a steal. Okay, so who cares about that? I have been here a little while and weird things happen, like my stuff going missing, stuff turning on and off, and sounds of movement from different areas of the house. I had two siblings, so I paid very little attention to it. I'm going to go through this a little fast, guys. Well, on this night, I was home alone at 15 years old. I had my earphones in and was doing my homework when a black figure came crawling out of the side of my eye. It almost gave me a heart attack. And I tell my black lab, Jake, that, okay, wasn't his dog. Fast forward a couple weeks, and I'm in the kitchen making myself a sandwich when I hear something burling down the staircase. I turn around, and it hits the corner from the stairs leading... Oh, God, Lord! And it rounds the corner from the stairs leading upstairs, and there is what I can only describe as an oil-black deformed Spider-Man with no face. As soon as I made eye contact, it crawled at me with such swiftness that I couldn't react, and not going... To lie, guys, I peed myself. I called my best friend crying and waited outside until she came to pick me up. So, a few days later, I found out about this part of the town being on Native American burial grounds. So, fast forward, thank you, a few more weeks, they're sitting in the living room, and I got this feeling of just dread, sadness, and defeat. And once again, I hear something running upstairs from the basement. This time, this thing didn't stop to look at me. It just ran at me, and I panicked. I didn't know what to do, but that thing would have been on top of me within 3 seconds. Now, I finally told my mom, and although my stepfather having cancer and needed treatment, that was out of town, she couldn't leave me a home alone anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, guys, I'm skipping forward. God. Her response is, I have to been seeing the same thing, Gabby, and I don't know what to do. I've never seen her so fearful. Things just became worse. I haven't been able to find anything on this creature, so if anyone knows anything, please comment for me. My mom moved us out of the house shortly after my sister claimed to be pushed down the stairs, and my stepfather started getting sick faster. That's strange. That's weird. I don't know. It could be a whole bunch of things, to be honest with you guys. Is it following me? Do spirits visit in our dreams? Yes, I've already talked about that before. The Highway Q Phantom? Shadow Man in my doorway. Well, we know who that is, guys. We've talked about him, the Shadow Man. People see him all the time. Creepy memories from my childhood. My great-great-aunt Ruth. A very rude awakening. Conservation ghost? Or... I was about to say, shut up. Punches. A cat named Chester. Nope. Audible laugh. Wisconsin. 2015. Here we go. So, I'm now 20 years old and I'm currently living with my parents in the house I grew up in since I was about 5. There was supposed to be an old man who died here of a heart attack back in the crawl space. Why was he in the crawl space? Anyways, that's about all the past info I know on the house. Our address happens to be 1408, which is kind of just creepy considering the coincidence. What? Why? What's 1408 got to do with anything? However, none of this really has anything to do with the story. We've had ghost experiences in the past, but the one I'm about to tell you was my most recent, by far the most horrifying. Whatever. I was laying in bed. I remember it was between 2 to 3 a.m., but not quite 3 a.m. yet. I was laying in bed. I had just turned off the TV to try and sleep. I was laying on my back with my arms stretched out because my back had been hurting. Who cares? Anyway, my big fat cat, Jack, just jumped off my bed and sat on the chair near the foot of my bed. He is grooming himself. He stopped for about 5 minutes. Okay, he's done. I continued laying on my back with my arms stretched out, actually feeling like I may fall asleep in what is usually an uncomfortable position for me. When directly to my right, I hear a laugh clear as day. Ha, ha, ha. It sounded like a middle-aged man sarcastically laughing at something. My heart immediately began to race as I felt very unpleasant, like somebody was standing in my pitch-black room. I slowly turned to my left side, pulled a pillow over my head, still feeling something was standing there. I flipped back over and looked. There's nothing there. The whole time in my mind, I was trying to believe that my cat had somehow made... Right, her cat made a fucking lot. Anyways, that's kind of lame. Okay. Well, not the best stories, you guys. Oh my god, that was painful. So I don't know about you guys, but if you ever lay with your hands up over your head, you know, by your ears, for like more than 5 minutes, you're stiffer than shit, and you can't get your you can't get your arms back down without pain. Right? Welcome to getting old. It's wonderful. I have your customers tell me, never get old. I'm like, too late. I'm already there. I'm already getting there. Sorry, guys. I had to plug in my phone. Kind of okay story. It's not the best. I get... When I'm reading some stories, I don't really care that your lamp was in the middle. If it doesn't have anything to do with the story, don't share it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my blinds are partially open, my lamp is to the right, and I got a mirror there, and I got my water, and there's my TV, and there's Diana. Oh, and by the way, there's a man standing in a hallway. You know what I mean? Get to the point. You're laying in your bed, you look in your hallway, there's a man standing in your hallway right there in your doorway. I don't care if you have shag carpet or you have wooden floors. Am I being too mean? I don't... A simple layout. A two-story house, a kitchen. We all know you have a kitchen. You got dining room, living room. Got it. Basement, agreed, because you're in this part of the state. Most places in California don't have basements. They don't need it. But this part of the state is very common for most houses. Although, years and years and years ago, when I first moved here, I was looking at some of the homes. And you can actually get, prefab homes with no basement. Why? Because you know what's going to happen, right? You buy one of these prefab homes. They build your beautiful home. It's gorgeous. Topsy beautiful. One tornado, whack, gone. Well, if I had a basement, but where they get you is that they charge you more for a basement. So that's why some people build these prefab homes with no basement because it's more affordable. Until the day those sirens go off and you got to run downstairs. What do you do? Get in the bathtub, I guess, huh? Anyways, so that's my rant on people telling stories. I don't want the specific, like, I've got a cobweb over there, my fan's turned off, a bird just flew by. No. Get to the story. It's, I get that they're trying to maybe lead you to point of like, oh, that, but my brain goes, done, I'm moving on. So, like the whole thing with the steps in my house here, my doorway. I just mentioned I have a stair, brief, right? Wooden floor. It creaks. I don't know why. And then I mimicked it for you guys so you guys can hear what I hear. Yes, I know, right? So, you guys, it's almost 30 minutes are up. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I know it's, every time I do it, it's different. It's raw. It's, again, it's not pre-thought. It's not sticky notes everywhere. Hold on, it's going to be a loud cart going by. Yeah, isn't that awesome? It set off one of my cameras. My sound detected, god damn it. Hate those guys, you guys. I really do. So much for being quiet at home. Anyways... Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, you guys. I really appreciate it. I know every podcast is different. It's not the same. I may bring up the same subjects here and there, but other than that, my thought process, my brain is different every time. And I do hope you don't get bored with this. You guys, feel free to email me, okay? Touch base with me. Let me know how you're doing. Nobody has ever emailed me and told me what state you're listening from. Not a soul. Nobody. Guys, I'm feeling kind of left out here. Just kidding. All right, you guys, have a great Thanksgiving. Again, whatever you're doing the turducken or the turkey or the spiral ham, or you're just doing a salad because you're vegetarian. I don't know. Cheese and
You can't do cheese if you're vegetarian, right? Because that's got chickens, and chickens equal... Yeah. No, that's... Chickens don't make cheese. Cows make cheese. Good Lord. Alrighty then. Well, I'm going to go play with some horses, so... Everybody, take care. Thank you so much for listening to this crazy-ass Ross podcast. And this is Mrs. Paranormal, signing off.